This is Jess Klein, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
We traced our hands and made paper cutouts. We pasted feathers on, and we would shout out. I made a turkey. I made a headdress. I made a pilgrim's hat. Then it was recess, and the bell would ring. We'd run into the streets called Iroquois, Council Rock, Cayuga. Those street signs hid the truth, though. Dad put the football on. It felt like family. We'd eat the most we could, pass out in front of the TV. Grandma and Grandpa, they were from Russia. They wouldn't talk about what it was like, though. I think they would have died if they had never tried to come here. Another family knowing that fear. Now I think about the English-Irish servants, Africans they drug across in chains, Chinese and Italian families riding on the waves, all along the pitch pine highway, near Plymouth Beach. Wampanoag fights to keep his right to fish the sea. Wampanoag fights to keep his right to fish the sea. When we all meet our Creator, which will it be? Paper cutouts and hollow shells, or a new Thanksgiving feast, or a new Thanksgiving feast. Out on an icy plain, wrapped in blankets and beads, elders with weathered faces, faces that read like history, say a prayer for all of those who've come to stand, and a prayer for those firing water cannons. It is a prayer for the Creator. While on a football field, a man refuses to rise to salute a country that would let his people die. And though the rage and fear swirl around him like a twister, he's committed to his brothers and his sisters. He's made a choice he knows, so peacefully he sits there. The chilly streets of Boston, Charlotte, Seattle, and D.C. People pouring out in numbers never seen before. When we come to face our shadows, shadows too angry to ignore. Are we gonna tell ourselves it's down to either or? Will we finally realize we're meant for something more? When we all meet our Creator, which will it Thanksgiving feast are anew. Thanksgiving feast.
Oh, welcome, friends, and happy Thanksgiving here in Canada. This is Tell the Band to Go Home, UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name is Jeff here, your host, celebrating it at home at the Sunset Saloon. Getting ready for Thanksgiving. I don't know, sounds like it might be a quiet one around here this year, but that's okay, too, you know. If you're able to gather with people you love and have a big dinner, well, go for it. Enjoy it safely. Make sure you're all vaccinated and protected and safe. Don't want anybody getting sick. Maybe just from eating too much turkey. But whatever you're doing this long weekend here in Canada, we hope you enjoy it safely. And, I don't know about you, but I got a lot to be thankful for, so it's always a good time to stop and pause. I'm thankful for the opportunity to bring you this wonderful music every year, every week. It's only wonderful once a year, every week. And I'm thankful to all of you for listening. And all the people who support this program and all that I do over here, I thank you very much. So, that was Jess Klein there kicking it off. I figure we better play a couple more little Thanksgiving tracks here. Let's do this one and then that one. Yeah, sure. Why not? All right. Here's one from Graham Parker.
Come on, name.
I can't go through this all on my own. So why not go with you rather than go it alone? You are the from which I am torn, but that shouldn't matter. Should it now? You know that I know you. I know where you've been. I know around the corner he's lurking, but you don't seem worried. You don't seem worried. You just let him back in. Invite him for dinner. Let him see where we live. Well, I am driving. My head is a mess. My brain is so tongue-tied. My car is a mess. My coffee's cold now. Cold night. And all of the friends are
have the nerve to call friend. I'm curious, baby, to see how this ends. I'm curious, baby, to see how this ends.
Anthony DaCosta there, from his Feet on the Dashboard EP with Thanksgiving. Song some of us got to hear for the first time at the Static Roots Festival a couple years ago. Remember the Static Roots Festival? I need one. It's been far too long. Yes, we heard Anthony DaCosta in there and Graham Parker as well, almost Thanksgiving Day. And, like I said, I hope you're enjoying your long weekend safely, happily, with some good memories, some things to be thankful for, as am I. And one thing that I'm thankful for, and speaking of, it's been a while, a couple of years, coming up in a couple of weeks, it's the return of our old pal Mike Plume. I put out an episode of Fly With Your Shadow this week with Mike Plume that, I don't know, it made me laugh a whole lot and made me think about a bunch of things. And I don't know, I particularly liked it. And it's been, as I'm recording this, it's been exactly 2 years since Mike was in town. And that's far too long. So coming up on the 19th at the Park Theater, the newly renovated Park Theater. And I should add, these renovations are from what I've seen being down there once or twice and hearing about it are unbelievable. And the Park Theater opened back up this weekend with shows by Propagandhi. And sounds like an amazing, amazing transformation. There's more washrooms, especially for the ladies. It's completely accessible. Ramps everywhere. And accessible bathrooms. And it's just, there was no detail spared by our good friend Eric Castleman down there. And he went out and purchased and installed one of the best air filtration systems on the planet. There will be no cleaner air anywhere than at the Park Theater. I don't know. This thing is like got robots in it, sucking all the germs out of the air and making the air pure. It's like sucking on pure oxygen down there. So get on down there on the 15th. We're going to hear from Mike a little bit later in the show, but just wanted to mention that that's coming up and give you your first little twist of the arm to get your ticket on Eventbrite. Advanced tickets make people feel better when you buy them. So do it. Well, we'll talk about that. But how about some more new music here? Here's another one from, these two kind of came up in conversation. You'll hear these names a little bit later on in the program, come to think of it. Mike and I were kind of talking about, he wants to do a record just like this with him and Jenny, and I think it would be amazing. Anyway, here's something new from Robert Plant and Alison Krauss on Tell the Band to Go Home.
Take me down to the river. Lift me high upon the flood, and there will be no turning back. And I must find my love, I must find my love, I must find my love. Well, now meet me in the bottom with the serpents and the vine. I'ma shout out loud. Will she still be mine? Will she still be mine? Will she still be mine? I shall not rest upon the house.
the beggars and the thieves. But if you were my friend, you wouldn't take from me. Look me in the eyes, take off the disguise on you. No one left to turn, the truth will always burn right through. Warn me, I don't know what you want from me. All I know is what I wanna see. I ain't never giving up. Side street, shady down, there's no way out. Side street, shady down, there's no way out. Side street, shady down.
Has Terry texted me yet about that one? I don't know. It's a little slick. But I don't know. Thought it was pretty. That's Noah Gunderson there. Remember Noah Gunderson? Noah Gunderson was in town once opening for White Horse, I think it was, with his sister Abby. I thought they were terrific. We got him to come down to UMFM to record some live performances. And then the crowd, well, not all the crowd, but there was a large Lugan contingent in the crowd drinking at the bar at the Walker Theater, being obnoxiously loud during their set. And it made me so sad that people would be such assholes. I don't know. Bugs me. Places like that where the bar is too close to the stage and during a quiet show you can hear the Lugans. Not cool, man. Not cool. Anyways, that's Atlantis there. Not featuring Abby, but featuring Phoebe Bridgers from Noah's new album, A Pillar of Salt. Before that, we heard something new from the Wild Feathers. Again, maybe they've gotten pretty slick too. Side Street Shakedown, brand new record called Alvarado, and Thomas Sorba in there. We were just talking about him a couple weeks ago. We heard Goodbye to Goodbye from his new EP, From the Jordan. I don't love it as much as the other one. It's good, though. And Robert Plant and Alison Krauss. Was Alison even on that song? Maybe that wasn't the best example of the Robert and Alison sound that Mike Plume was referring to. High and Lonesome there from Raise the Roof. I don't know. I'm going to have to listen to that one again. See if I can get out the magnifying glass and find Allison on that one. Maybe she was sick that day they recorded that one. I don't know. Hey, we're going to play a quick little game of Too Close for Comfort, okay? I got a couple of songs I heard this week that kind of reminded me of other songs. And we'll start out with this one from the Deep Dark Woods, okay? And I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm not dissing the Deep Dark Woods. I'm just saying when I heard this song, I was thinking, wait a second, that sounds a lot like another song that I know Ryan Bolt knows. I know. And maybe you do as well. I'll play them both for you. You tell me, am I onto something or not?
Oh, if I could, I'd walk some bad. I'd make my home in Caroline. So don't moan for me with sorrow too intense. I'll be back with money for us to spend. It's too bright in here to get myself together. All alone I'm pining for you, babe. Oh, to spend a pleasant evening with my love. Everything mine. All this singing about you's making my heart break. Can't stand another day without you. Oh, the air is thick and the breeze, it gives me chills. Just wanna lose myself. I've got the fever for you, honey. Can't seem to get you off my mind. Well, I'm a fool for your love.
plain to see. The sun won't shine today. But I ain't in the mood for sunshine anyway. Maybe I'll go insane. I got to stop the pain. Or maybe I'll go down and see Kathleen. A swallow comes and tells me of her dreams. She says she'd like to know just what they mean. I feel like I could die as I watch her flying by. Ride the north wind down to see Kathleen. The stars hang high above the ocean's roar. The moon has come to lead me to her door. Crystal across the sand, and the waves, they take my hand. Soon I'm gonna see my sweet Kathleen. Soon I'm gonna see my sweet Kathleen.
I don't know. You tell me. Do those songs sound together? Classic from Towns. Oh, my God. Kathleen, I hadn't heard that one in a while. It's Beauty from Our Mother the Mountain. Maybe it's the strings. I don't know. Deep Dark Woods before that song. From their latest Changing Faces, we heard Everything Reminds Me. Kind of reminds me of that one. A bunch of Towns songs, really. Okay, I got another one for you. Okay, you tell me. And this one we're pointing our finger and winking our eye at Sean Burns at CKUW, host of Boots and Saddle. You know, he plays the beautiful country music by beautiful country music singers over there. And he played this track this week that I loved. And I thought, when I first heard it, I thought, this sounds like a track that maybe I've never heard from one of my favorite singer-songwriters, but a guy that Sean Burns says he doesn't like. Or he doesn't get. I don't. But he loves this song, which sounds like that guy, who's amazing. And he loves this song, but he doesn't love that guy. I don't get it, Sean Burns. What's your problem? I'll do a little comparison here for you. Not that the songs sound similar, but it sounds like something from the guy I'll play after this. But this one here is brand new from a guy named Noel McKay.
Can't remember if I said a prayer or a curse, but the ground was coming at me like some mean old lady's purse. I knew however much it hurt, getting up would hurt me worse, but it would make me wiser if it did not kill me first. Flying and falling and flying again. If you're a whooping crane or a jet airplane or just a leaf blown by the wind, from the time you're brought into this world until the day you reach the end, it's all flying and falling, flying. passers-by who gathered round said it didn't look too good, that the fall would probably kill me, and I was wishing that it would. They all pitched in and carried me straight to intensive care. But all that I could think about was getting back up in the air. Flying and falling and flying again. If you're a whooping crane or a jet airplane or just a leaf blown by the wind, from the time you're brought into this world until the day you reach the end, it's all flying and falling, flying again. Now to chart the safest course through life is no kind of life at all. You gotta take the chance even though you might be terrified to fall. To see this planet's curvature and be sure the world is round, just gliding for a moment is worth colliding with the ground. Flying and falling and flying again. If you're a whooping crane or a jet airplane or just a leaf blown by the wind, from the time fly this world until the day you reach the end, it's all flying and falling, flying again. Flying and falling and flying again. If you're a whooping crane or a jet airplane or just a leaf blown by the wind, from the time you're brought into this world until the day you reach the end, it's all flying and falling, flying again.
Early, the whole world is quiet. A beautiful morning is about to ignite. I'm ready for danger, I'm ready for fire, I'm ready for something to lift me up higher. Life's been good, I guess. My ragged old heart's been blessed with so much more than meets the eye. I've got a past I won't soon forget. You ain't seen nothing yet. I'm still learning how to fly. Habits to break. You can't let down your guard when there's so much at stake. I'm halfway to heaven, halfway to hell, but I might roll a silver, you never can tell. Just like new, the same old rules need not apply. I've got a past full of sticks and stones and a good feeling in my bones.
turning tricks on Sunset, $20 a pop. Some out-of-town old businessman or an undercover cop. I'm living with a virus flowing way down in my veins. Oh, oh. I wish it would rain. I know you've heard my story or seen me on the street. Just another cracker gigolo dressed up like trick-or-treat. Now you may want to judge me or treat me with disdain. Oh, oh. I wish it would rain. Memphis, Texas, Houston, Tennessee. Man, I'm just so turned around, I don't know where I wanna be. This California desert is driving me insane. Oh, I wish it would rain. So I've squandered my resistance taking any kind of drug. Well, I'd smoke a shooter, eat it, I'd drink it from a jug. And I offer no excuses for your sympathies to gain. Oh, oh. I wish it rain. Everybody knows me as the kid. I've made it 7 years and still I don't know how I did. I come from a long line of live and love in vain. Oh, I wish it would rain. So I prayed to Mother Mary, I've even seen a priest. When the angels come to get me, I know I'll be released. I'll leave this mean old desert, bound for Memphis on that train. Oh, I wish it would rain. Oh, I wish it would rain.
Rodney there from the album The Houston Kid, Rodney Crowell, that is. That's I Wish It Would Rain, and before that, from the brilliant album Fate's Right Hand, we heard Still Learning How to Fly. I wish Sean Burns would listen to those records. Maybe he'd get it then. And before that, See What I Did There, Flying and Falling, and then I played Flying and Falling Rain. Oh, I'm so clever. I'm so clever. I hope you enjoyed that. Man, I enjoyed that. We're going to take a quick break, come back with some more, tell the band to go home, including a chat with our old pal Mike Plume and much more. Please stick with us for more after a short break or on your next episode of the little podcast there. See you soon.